It is Friday, February 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center, presenting flutist Sir James and Lady Jean Galway Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. This legacy tour celebrates Galway's 70th birthday and includes music by Debussy and Mozart, plus Irish jigs and folk songs. Tickets and information are available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com talks about a new poll that takes interest in legislative matters, plus more.
Plus, the Toastmasters roll on in Northwest Arkansas, Soup Sunday returns to Springdale, and Sean James plays music inside our Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, a new poll of Arkansas voters shows growing support for expanding Medicaid in the state. Talk Business and Hendricks College surveyed 675 voters as the Arkansas legislature considers whether to expand Medicaid as part of the federal health care law. Roby Brock is with Talk Business Arkansas.
This was an interesting result. We actually asked this question last summer after the federal health care ruling came down from the Supreme Court, and there was a slight edge to people opposed to expansion versus for expansion. What we see now, though, is that 53% of Arkansans to about 40% support expanding the Medicaid program to help those low-income folks as the federal health care law allows. So that's a big differential and a big swing in the direction for the pro-Medicaid expansion forces.
They also asked voters about proposals in the legislature that would add restrictions to abortions. The question found by a nearly 2-to-1 margin that voters support adding further restrictions.
Typically, Arkansas is a pro-life state, and you see an overwhelming amount of support for some of the pro-life, anti-abortion legislation that's working its way through the Arkansas General Assembly. It was around 60% said that they favored the what is known as the fetal heartbeat bill, which would basically limit abortions if a heartbeat could be detected in a fetus.
The poll, with a margin of error of 3.8%, also indicates nearly half of those asked favor legislation allowing licensed concealed guns on state college campuses. 49.5% responding say they favor the act, while 43% oppose, and 7.5% say they don't know where they stand on the issue.
Governor Mike Beebe says he won't sign legislation that would make the state's list of concealed handgun permit holders secret. Instead, he said yesterday, he'll just leave it on his desk to become law without his signature. The governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says Beebe doesn't see a need for the law.
Now, the bill passed both houses by very large margins, and the governor realizes that and recognizes that and respects that vote. So as a result, even though he's opposed to the bill, he's going to let it go into law without his signature, meaning that after 5 business days pass, which by our calculation is Monday, the law will just automatically go into effect.
The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Bruce Holland of Greenwood, says the law is necessary because permit holders on the list are vulnerable if identified.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is appointing a new member of Bentonville's Museum's Board of Directors. The museum announced yesterday it would add Elizabeth Glassman, the president and CEO of the Terra Foundation for American Art, to the board. Last year, the Terra Foundation began a collaboration that includes Crystal Bridges and the Louvre in Paris to establish the series of exhibitions titled American Encounters.
Little Rock businessman Curtis Coleman is running for the Republican nomination for governor. He announced his candidacy yesterday among a crowd of supporters at the state capitol. Coleman spoke in favor of school choice, including letting public money go to private schools. He also proposed income and capital gains tax cuts and called himself an outsider to other candidates already in the race.
Friends, if we make these changes, if we become the prosperous people we should be and we can be, we don't need another professional politician at the helm.
Coleman also says he is against Medicaid expansion and the proposed Big River Steel Project in Mississippi County, which would require a $125 million investment from the state. Coleman says he wants to spread more economic development power to counties and local governments rather than the single state-run commission.
For the second time in as many days, a swimmer for the University of Arkansas is a new school record holder in the 100-meter butterfly. Susanna White holds the new school record in the event after swimming the distance in just over 53 seconds at the SEC Championships in College Station, Texas. The Arkansas team is in eighth place at the meet after 3 days, but can move up in the standings today because they compete in 4 more events.
There should be a few clouds overhead tonight and cold temperatures. Lows tonight in northwest Arkansas should fall into the mid-teens, while the Arkansas River Valley will have temperatures in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. And for Sunday, expect sunny conditions with highs from 57 to 61.